Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hit ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Random question 844-999. Ola, our question, what was your favorite children's television show? Believe it or not, the reason we asked, original lineup of the Australian supergroup The Wiggles, they got back together in Sydney for a show to benefit wildfire relief.
Did you, your kids are older than mine, and you brought up The Wiggles to me. I know who they are, but I never had to watch it. Did you ever actually watch them?
I've seen them in concert.
Don't brag.
I've listened to a couple of their albums. I know The Wiggles well.
Okay.
Yeah. So that makes sense, right? Because my niece is 17, 18.
And she grew up with The Wiggles?
But yeah, The Wiggles were massive.
All right, my kids are Wiggles free, so I have not had to go through The Wiggles.
Here's all you need to know about The Wiggles. They are an Australian band.
All right.
They were tops on Australian television. From then, they moved on to all the other Queen's countries. So they were very popular in Canada.
But they were a kids' show, right?
They were a kids' show, okay. And they also did a lot of songs that kids found really, really catchy, to the point where they sold just as much musically.
Millions of peaches. Oh, sorry.
I mean, seriously, they sold albums like nobody. It didn't matter what genre.
They were bigger than AC/DC,
right? Album you had, no matter what your parents bought, all parents had kids. All kids loved The Wiggles.
All right.
So whatever your parents are buying, they're also buying The Wiggles. So much so that they're bigger sales wise than AC/DC is in Australia. They are bigger than the Bee Gees as far as total sales in Australia.
Tragedy.
All the big albums, all the big bands, like they combine like 900 bands, NXS, Olivia Newton-John, you name it. If they find you, they put them all out there and said The Wiggles outsold more than all of those bands combined.
But they're naming The Wiggles. To me, it sounds like the side effect of a drug that I would like to try. Listen, man, if you do this, you're going to get The Wiggles.
So they get together because it's a big deal for them to get back together for anything.
Well, they're The Wiggles.
They are The Wiggles, and obviously what's going on in Australia right now is worthy of them to get involved in this benefit show. They were one of the closing acts. Greg Page, who is the Yellow Wiggle, I know you guys are not familiar with Greg Page. He is the lead vocalist. If you are familiar with the the classic fruit salad, yummy, yummy.
Classic.
Yeah, well, that's
their biggest.
That's their free bird. That's their stairway.
That's fruit salad.
It
man!
Is. You
it
know
is, seriously.
They're closing.
Do you know this song?
Yes.
Mike, can we pull a fruit salad?
They are closing every night.
This is the rock and roll all night.
Look, man, if
that's literally the chorus. Like, fruit salad.
If they haven't played and they wave and they run off the stage, you know.
If they haven't played fruit salad,
lights are coming back. Okay, on. They're coming back. It's fruit salad. It's got to be.
There's the free bird of The Wiggles. I am unfamiliar with the song.
The stairway to heaven of The Wiggles is fruit salad, yummy, yummy. All right? So that's Greg. He's the Wiggle guy. They are at the end of the night. They have not come back yet to do fruit salad, yummy, yummy. As they're walking off before the encore, Greg has a heart attack.
No.
Yes, he does.
No.
Greg seemed to be okay. He's on the road to recovery. Several hours later, the Wiggles tweeted a picture of him in his hospital bed,
eating
smiling
fruit salad
and giving a thumbs up. Greg's only 48.
Oh, damn.
The crowd was apparently expecting an encore. Do we know why they were expecting an encore?
Because they hadn't played fruit salad.
That is correct.
The free bird.
They haven't come back out yet and closed the show with fruit salad, yummy,
I
yummy.
I need to hear this song. Mike, somebody, please.
I don't think Mike's in there.
Damn it.
I don't think anybody's in there. I don't know what happened.
Like I said, I know who the Wiggles are by reputation, which is a ridiculous statement, but I never watched their show.
Robin, do you have the power to pull up fruit salad in there?
Okay. Wasn't part of the issue, too, is that like it was still so smoky that was part of the reason he had the heart attack?
Oh, damn.
Oh, could be.
Right, because they were doing the benefit concert for the wildfires.
Right.
So was it an outdoor concert?
I
I'm not positive. I thought that's what I read, was that it was so, like, you know what I mean? Just when the Australian Open started, people were having trouble finishing their matches because it was still smoky.
Okay.
All right. A lot of people are familiar with the Wiggles.
All right, so anyway, so here's what happens. So they're expecting an encore because there's no fruit salad. So Murray Cook comes out. He's the other main guy, right?
What color?
He's the red wiggle.
Okay.
What did you think?
I didn't know. I don't know their color. So yellow, red, blue. I'm
guessing. Greg is the
green.
Yellow wiggle. He's fruit salad.
Oh, he's the guy. All right.
He has the heart attack.
Sorry. Right? My bad.
Greg comes out. I'm sorry. Then Murray, after Greg has a heart attack, Murray comes out. He's the red wiggle. People are a little uneasy because they're pissed.
Oh, my God. The red wiggle is about to speak.
Bro, we have fruit salad. I think.
You have right. Fruit salad.
So we're just going to hope that this is actual fruit salad and not something else.
Okay, here we go.
Are we ready?
Yes. Probably going to be a 15-second commercial.
Fruit salad.
I'm going to say this is the
yummy, one. Yummy. Fruit salad. Yummy, yummy.
All right.
Fruit salad.
Hold on, man.
Yummy, yummy.
Yummy, 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 yummy fruit salad. Make some fruit salad today.
Okay, that's
why did you stop?
Why did you
We're
stop?
Just getting into the meat of fruit salad.
It's fun to do. It's a healthy way.
Yeah.
Take all the fruit that you want to eat. It's going to be a fruit salad treat.
Yeah.
First step. Bananas.
Oh, yeah.
The second step.
This.
Toss in some bread.
Eerily familiar to a New Kid song.
The third step. Chop up some apples.
Oh, God, you're right.
Chop up some melons and put them on your plate. Now we've made it. It's time to eat.
Yeah.
It tastes so good.
I would have hated them as a kid.
This is their stairway.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, but wait, they got it all together, so what are they going to do?
We'll all be eating it very soon.
Yeah.
The step, eat up the banana.
I would not let these guys babysit my kids.
Wait, okay. Why do you have to eat the fruit salad step by step? Why can't
That's
you
just, they're
it's
trying
the
to teach
way,
the kids
Robin.
How to make the fruit
salad.
We just needed kids to eat fruit back then.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's yummy, yummy.
They were all getting the diabetes because of Cookie Monster. So salad came in. It was like a breath of fresh air.
So the Red Wiggle had to came up, and he had to end the show, unfortunately. Because
what did he say?
Because Greg Page had a heart attack. He said, hey, I'm sorry. We can't come out and do fruit salad. Can't finish the show.
But you know the steps.
Greg Page had a heart attack.
Wow.
There you go.
That was terrible.
No,
I've been bitching about Frozen since I saw Frozen. And Frozen's better than that.
No way. I just learned how to make fruit salad.
I sure did, Miles. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'd rather make a snowman. I will take Frozen and all that crap over that. I am so glad I missed that.
Here's the thing.
And you went to a concert.
But every live show,
sure.
Every live show I knew that anybody went to, my brother included, they always went, hey, Wiggles wasn't bad. They had a beer garden.
They actually, they do.
I swear to God. That's what everybody's responsible.
No, they had Foster's. They had the Foster's in the Baltimore Arena. Do you realize you can only get like Miller Lite and like Coors Light there? So when they came, they had their Australian beer for their fans that came to see the shows.
Okay, so they're looking
so
out.
Even though
they
Foster's
understand.
Really isn't Australian beer, technically, I mean, as far as what Australians drink, that's what they had.
Could I get Kookaburra?
You could buy an oil can and sit there and watch the Wiggles, which I thought was fantastic at the time.
Yeah.
If I have to watch the Wiggles, alcohol definitely would have to be.
Random.
Wow, that's pretty bad.
Random.
Hello, Patrick.
Welcome to the men's room.
All right, Patrick, again, remember the category here is entertainment on our random question.
In spite of what you just heard. Yeah. Someone did comment. They say, this song is hilarious. I'm baked.
We wish we were. Who do you, who do you wish that you had seen perform before they died? Who do you wish that they would seen before they died? Mac Miller just released, Family Estate released a posthumous album there.
They did?
Yeah. Sure, there's going to be more to come from Prince. Hopefully Soundgarden's last project they were working on will be completed. Matter of fact, Chester Bennington, the first band that he was ever in before joined Linkin Park, they just got the rights to be able to release some of that material mainstream from his first band where he's the lead singer. So what artist or band would you like to see before they passed on?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe Linkin Park.
Okay, that's not a bad call. I'm sure they'll go back out. They just gotta find someone.
Look, you can go see Queen right now. I mean, like, right, you can, but you wanted to see it with this particular person.
Exactly.
That's all.
So you have
you can see the Heartbreakers if you'd like.
So fortunately, you have no musicians that you like who are currently deceased.
Not yet.
And still deceased.
Not Really?
All right, let me ask you this. Who's your favorite band? Who's going to be that person when you finally hear the news? Is it going to punch you in the gut?
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's hard. I don't know.
You can't even think of a band
you like. Look at the music you listen to. So, like, what band do you like?
It's just that easy, man. It's like asking you what's your favorite color. I mean, like, this cannot be that hard.
I like a lot of different music and bands.
But that's fine.
Just pick a band.
Then
you have a ton of options. It's like going to Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, just order something.
I mean, it's goddamn this point.
Maybe Ozzy.
All right, that's fair enough.
That's a stupid answer.
Problem is, he's been dead for years.
We just don't know yet.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Ozzy.
Mm-hmm. Ozzy will suck. Yeah, it'll suck when Ozzy dies. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, I think Ozzy, though, he's been around for a while and stuff. I don't think that one would be as shocking as
No one will be shocked. No one will be shocked when they hear the news.
Here's the other thing with Ozzy. You have had the opportunity to see him one last time. Yes. He will make sure that you have the opportunity. Kiss will make sure you will have another opportunity to
guarantee.
See that band. Trust me, if they can figure out a way, you'll be able to see that show in the Wenatchee Arena. They will cover every single small town. You will be able to see the show. You won't have to drive to like Spokane.
Hello, high school graduation.
I know.
I mean, we all bring up Petty all the time.
Oh, that's the one.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, believe it or not, there's a folk singer-songwriter by the name of David Only, and he's popular in the folk genre. As a matter of fact, he's worked with just about everyone in Nashville. We're talking old school, Emmylou Harris, Linda Ronstadt, Steve Earle, among others. And he was playing a folk festival Saturday night down in Florida when he stopped, apologized in the middle of his set. All right, he's 71 years old, and he said, guys, I'm sorry, I'm not feeling very well. He's on a stool on stage.
With an acoustic guitar.
With a guitar.
Right.
His chin hits his chest, and he closes his eyes. He does not fall off of his stool.
Nor.
He does not stop holding on to his guitar. He's dead.
Oh, yeah.
What?
He died sitting up on that stool in the middle of a folk festival while singing. He never dropped his guitar or fell off his stool. We got him down and tried to best to revive him until the EMTs arrived. They did that on stage.
How long did it take them to figure out that he was dead? Because, like you said, you don't fall over. You don't drop your guitar. I think you're closing your eyes for the song. You're getting in your moment. You're dead.
I mean, I kind of respect that he did this for his whole life and held on to the guitar.
Now, if you're into the music end of the music genre, if you like all kinds of different things, just know that Lightnin' Hopkins was a fan. Bob Dylan, a fan. And the late Townes Van Zandt said that David Olney was the best songwriter he'd ever heard in his life, which is kind of a big deal if you're into that Nashville type
genre
and music. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, time for a few emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
As we jump right into the birthdays, guys, can you please wish my old man Corey a happy birthday? He loves listening to the show and introduces it to many, many, many people and introduced it to me many years ago. So how about the dirty Germans talking about bouncy castles and other inflatable objects? Thanks, guys. That from Derek.
Yeah, the nickname for my penis is the Bouncy Castle.
with the big spire right in the middle.
Yeah, it's a bouncy castle. It's just what I call my house now. It's adults only.
Yeah.
For children.
Get out of my bouncy house.
So the inflatable woman is there too.
It's also Big Shirley's Butts nickname.
Can you go in one of those as an adult?
What, a bouncy house?
Yeah.
I have. Why not? Take your shoes off.
I know. I just don't run into them a lot.
I got kids. Run into them. Don't get in with kids, but yeah, you get in there, man. Get in there.
Yeah, it's like adult swim.
It's a bouncy
house. You know what I mean? They'll get tired of it for a minute. You can get in there.
I feel like I need a kid to show up with, though. And just, what am I just going to ask the guy running it? Like,
you'll trash.
You can rent my 40 bucks an hour. 40 bucks an hour, you can rent my son.
Oh, to go bouncy house?
Get a bouncy house, yeah. I'm in.
Yeah. All right.
Hola, guys. Today is my amazing wife, Kayla's birthday. She is still pretty excited that you guys shared her men's room beer cheese dip last week. I ate most of it. It was awesome. And she said she'd bring some into your show anytime.
We got to think of the proper, like today would be a good day.
That would be a great time. Yeah, it would be a good day.
But it's not eaten in advance, you see.
Anyway, it is her birthday. And I would love to wish her a birthday and have the Dirty Germans talking about her unusual obsession with touching my butt. Thanks, guys, from Andy Mack.
Yeah, Andy Mack, it is not an unusual obsession. That butt is so juicy, it must be tenderized.
Yeah, so I put the daddy in your Mack. Yeah, every time he's around me, I touch his butt.
Yeah. His butt. Yeah, man. Come on.
Your butt over here.
I touch your butt, man.
Give him the OBJ.
Irie. You the security guard.
Want to wish my buddy David, pronounced Broncho, a happy 33rd trip around the sun. Gonna get a Your Penis Is Too Small, a Leroy Jenkins, and the Dirty Germans talking about carpooling in his gas box. Thanks, guys. That from Randy.
Let's do this. Leroy
Jenkins! Oh, I hit the wrong one.
Mm. Yeah, I understand what you mean by carpooling in your gas box, because a lot of us will be in your gas box later.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I'm impressed. I didn't realize there was that many room for this many people in the gas box.
Yeah. One more up front, shotgun.
Just remember, I get last.
This one says, hey, Christian Lee, I just want you to know that you're my superwoman. Happy 37 trips around the ball of fire. Can't wait to throw down tonight. Can I have you guys talking all over yourselves? Let's see here. In honor of her 37. Thanks, guys. And lady, that from John from Denver.
John from Denver.
Bitches want to get in a birthday shout out to my brother Bobby, Sans 40th birthday. Can I please get a Your Penis Is Too Small, followed by a Joey Chestnut and maybe some turtle wax. We both love the show and listen every day. You guys are awesome. That's from JDMJ or Jeremy.
It's like home.
Guys, today is my friend Igor, pronounced Chewok's birthday. Amazing friend of many years, married to the president of one of the biggest fishing companies there are. So, of course, he would love an original fish sandwich and the Dirty Germans telling him what his vibrant Russian wife, Irina, will do for him on his birthday. Thanks, guys. That from the Russian-speaking Ukrainian Misha.
Fish sandwich?
Yeah, I think she will place her entire fist in something that sounds like her name, Irina. She's going to put her fist in your Irina tonight.
Yeah. Just see, you might be the first one in the arena. Nobody's been in there before.
Jesus. Yeah, 19,000 seats arena.
Yeah.
It's sold out.
Starts as one.
You're in my seat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I imagine this woman's very attractive.
Yeah, Irina.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yas, a Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweineflash.
All right, let's get a contestant online for Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999. Ola, a couple extra emails. Oh, yeah, this is a good one from our buddy Kyle. Kyle, by the way, is the unofficial statistician.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Has been for many years. He said, good day, gentlemen and women.
Good day.
Sorry for the delay, but I've been on vacation and planning a wedding with a fiancé.
That's not an excuse. We told you that.
Guys, your final tally for dump button issues and uses in 2019 is 90. That is exactly the same as it was in 2018. So big congratulations on that, guys. That's quite the accomplishment. 90 dumps. Yeah. Here's where it gets exciting. The total in FCC fines saved this year has been $29,250,000.
Wow. All right.
Since record keeping began in 2016, you've saved an exact total of $113,606,000. As always, this does not include Ted versus the FCC.
Can we forward this to the boss? Who's the CEO? Like, hey, man, listen. You hired all these sales. You got all these different people. Look what we saved you. Look at the amount of money that we saved you. We'll send your ass on safari to Africa like 10 times.
Okay. The total, by the way, now that you've been on the air in Seattle for almost 15 years, congrats on that, by the way, guys.
Thank you.
And with the power of math, we can use the 4 year of record keeping to come up with an estimate of the total amount you've saved with your dump button.
Oh.
So given your average number of dumps, I'll say 85 a year.
Mike, make sure this is recorded. We're going to forward this to the boss at the next meeting.
This is an estimated 1,279 dumps over the entire run of the show. Now, I know the fine has changed, so here's the best estimate I can gather. Since 2005, you have saved. This is the total. $342,550,000 in fines.
Hey, guys, congratulations, everyone on the show. Think how much money we saved the company. Next time you fight for a raise, let's remember, hey, man, you got $340-some million dollars extra.
Some other things I kept track of during 2019. Thrill had at least 17 audible farts that stopped the show.
Thank you. No, thank you. I couldn't do it without my coworkers.
Munster appeared twice, one on Valentine's Day, the other October 23rd.
Valentine's Day. Wow.
Yeah. It's a rough crowd. Your listeners don't pay attention to you, as they were 3 for 17 on men's room only questions during Big Dummy. 3 of 17.
Don't applaud that.
Cheers to another year, everybody. Tell Sergeant Hair Club you want 1% of those fines. You saved him. That from Kyle, again, the unofficial statistician of the men's room. Thank you for doing that, Kyle. We appreciate it. A couple extra ones here. As far as unpopular opinions, I'd like to preface this with I'm not a vegetarian. I'm just picky. Number one, I think processed meat is freaking disgusting. Number two, potatoes taste like dirt. Number three, eggs smell like crap, and I don't know why anyone would want to eat them. Number four, chocolate is not tasty. Number five.
You ain't been with me, mama.
Fruit and beer is stupid. Number six, McDonald's Coke sucks. Number seven, cilantro tastes like soap. Number eight, American cheese singles are flavorless pieces of plastic. But hey, I love all you fantastic people. And the Men's Room Original Red is my number one go-to beer. And even my cat, Steve, loves it a little
taste. Steve.
Steve, or Steve the cat. Steve. That's from Lisa and Olympia. You see Steve the cat drinking a Men's Room beer?
Me and Steve the cat share a few things in common.
There's Steve the cat.
Steve
the cat.
That list is pretty ridiculous, by the way.
I agree with some of them.
I don't agree with any of them.
The cheese singles, man, they're terrible.
I love the cheese singles. They're the best thing for a grilled cheese.
Listen, she had two things on there I agree with. The rest of you are a terrible person, no doubt about it. Except for your cat.
The Coke at McDonald's is known to be the best Coke you can drink.
It just is.
Yeah.
I like cilantro personally, but I realize that's picky based on your taste.
But I also like soap.
I don't think anybody would argue that eggs smell good. But they taste delicious.
They smell like a fart, but they do taste very good, right? Fight through it.
A couple extra unpopular opinions. Guys, I grew up in the Seattle during the 90s. I thought Nirvana was okay. One man, because of that, wanted to burn me at the stake. Rock on, that from William, pronounced rockabilly, who says you can get leprosy from armadillos, P.S. Holy guys, I'm not a religious person, but I think Satanism is a better religion than most. If one of your core rules is don't harm little children and a cardinal sin is stupidity, I can get behind. You guys should look it up, if anything, just to expand your knowledge on how different religions can be. Stay beautiful, people. That from Danny. Danny, I've read the Satanic Bible front to back as a project in college.
Unfortunately, most of us agree on the rules, but some people just don't listen.
I mean, that's all it is, man.
I don't think there's a religion out there that's like, oh, no, we're pro the bad stuff.
It's why we have laws. Like, hey, man, we only had to make it a law because you won't stop doing it. Like, hey, don't kill each other. Gets, and then you go and do it, and you're like, oh, we didn't think we needed to do this, but it turns out, like, hey, we got to make this a law because you won't stop.
And when you get into the older part of the book where you get into the spells and stuff, now that was just kind of like one of those things where, like, I'm not interested in this, but the other part was decent read, I guess. Guys, I love your show. I love listening to it. It cracks me up. Thank you. My unpopular opinion as a Trekker is I love Star Trek Discovery. I guess if you're a Trekkie, you don't like Star Trek Discovery?
I'm learning of this as you are.
Okay.
Hmm.
And
never heard
more.
That one.
This comes from Down Under, and it's just for you, Ted, and you, Thrill. Guys, if you love Australian licorice.
I don't.
Which I know you do.
I do.
Let me know which one you like, and I'll send you a stash of it. Daryl Lee is normally the one that I would suggest, as they do raspberry, as well as a very strong and very weak variety. Either way, check it out, and give me your order, and consider it done. Cheers, guys. That's from Aaron down in Melbourne, Australia, who's willing to send you guys some delicious licorice.
Well, send it for Ted. So I don't like licorice in general.
And the good news is that brand's made it to the States.
Oh, yeah?
I'll send me some Tim Tams.
Okay. All right, very good. Okay, and it's time now for your guess. He is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant on the line, and from there, you get to pick from one of two categories, and then you try to get as many answers right in said category before three strikes, and you're out. All right, Steve, who is our contestant ready to play? Your guess is as good as mine.
I don't know if they're ready to play, Miles, but their name is John. Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hola.
Hola.
John, welcome to the show, and your guess is as good as mine. Okay, John, got a couple of good categories for you today. We have the top 10 worst sounds that the human body makes. This is not including your language. This is sounds from your body. Now, we also have a little survey here on farmland, and we have the 10 states that have the most farmland that is being used in the United States.
All right.
So, John, your two categories. Do you want to go with the states with the most farmland or the top 10 worst sounds that the human body makes? On your guess is as good as mine.
I probably know more about the farmland, but the body noises sounds more fun, so let's go with that.
Okay, so you want to go with the top 10 worst sounds the human body makes? Okay. That's good, John. Yeah, survey says our body makes a lot of bad sounds. These are the 10 worst sounds the human body makes. The way we play your guess is as good as mine, John. You need to get as many right out of the 10 as possible before three strikes and you're out. So when it comes to the body, what do you think are some of the worst sounds that comes from it?
Well, let's start with the obvious. Let's go with a fart.
The fart.
Passing wind.
The fart is number one.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. They say as far as the worst sound the body can make, it's number one, but it's the funniest.
Let me ask you, just a quick side note. Can you think of a sound your body makes that sounds like a good sound? I'm just thinking of all the noises my body makes, I'm never like, awesome.
That's a good point.
Maybe some sounds like you hear in porn.
Well, those are not on the list, believe it or not.
Are these involuntary sounds more or
these
less?
These are involuntary sounds for the most part. I can't think of anything. There might be like one voluntary, but it's a side effect.
So if fart's on there, like burp's got to be on there.
Yeah, I was just going to go to the other end and say, let's see about a burp.
You know what they say, John? Why fart and waste it when you can burp and taste it? Burp is number six. That is correct.
And by they, he means children.
You are two for two on your guess is as good as mine. Farts and a burp.
Like, you know, your stomach growling, maybe sneezing, coughing. But what about, like your
stuff
joints?
Cracking?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Because
none of them are good.
Sneeze. Just these think are, of these a are sounds when you hear people make you go, ooh.
Oh.
That's the trigger.
Like, what's it, like, snort, maybe? Like, right before you can
out. Yeah, sniffing your nose has got to be in there.
It is not on there.
What do you think?
It is not on there. There are noises that involve the nose.
Oh, so go sneeze, man.
Yeah, there's nothing else but sneeze.
They're the 10 worst sounds a human body makes. Sneezing is number 10 on the list. So far, you've got the burp, the sneeze, and the fart correct. One strike, 7 possible answers remaining on the top 10 worst sounds the human body makes.
I have not seen the list, but I would guess stomach growling.
What about
maybe
puking?
Coughing, puking, and people are suggesting cracking your knuckles, but it's all up to you, man.
Oh, I didn't even think about the puking. Let's go with puking.
Puking is number two. The 10 worst sounds a human body can make. Vomiting is in at number two. That is correct. Now you're tracking here, John, a little bit more, I think. Some of these are voluntary, but a lot of them are involuntary.
All right.
Think about things that you can't stop, things you can't control when they happen.
Hiccups?
Diarrhea.
Oh.
A sound.
Yeah, I thought about the diarrhea, but I don't know.
It's not on there.
Well, okay. Yeah.
I mean, it's there's something associated with that, but it hasn't got that far yet.
Okay. Okay. Somewhere in the process,
stomach
right?
Grumbling, stomach grumbling. Is that you know what? That's where I was going. Abdominal bowel sounds, the yeah. growling belly, part of the 10 worst sounds a human body can make. Bowel sounds, number 9. So far, John, you've got number 10, sneeze, number 9, bowel sounds, number 6, the burp, number 2, vomiting, number 1, the fart of the top 10 worst sounds. So you're halfway to home. There are 5 possible sounds remaining. You've got 1 strike, John.
Mike Hawk asked a pertinent question. Is gagging the same as vomiting?
Well, it's part of the process. Gagging is not an alternative.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Well, along that same note, let's try maybe coughing.
Coughing is number 8. Now you're tracking. Top 10 worst sounds a human body makes.
People are throwing in snoring, chewing with their mouth open, hiccups. Yeah, bones cracking. That one keeps coming up.
I think hiccups sound hilarious. I don't know if I get
hiccups sounds hilarious. Is that going to be your next guess?
Yeah. Okay, why not? Let's try it.
John, shut up. Hiccups were number 11.
Have we said any kind of cracking of a neck? Or
just so you know.
No.
Fingers.
The 10 worst sounds a human body makes. 2 strikes, John.
People are suggesting one that is just not radio appropriate. While I agree with you, we cannot state it.
That was
right.
Number 12.
Okay, everyone. With the letter Q, it was number 12. It was number 12.
Or KW, depending on how you spell it. Like Hanukkah, can be spelled a lot different.
Yeah. Oh, man. Run down them again. What have I got so far?
You've got fart, vomiting, burp, cough, abdominal bowel sounds, and sneezes. There are 4 possible answers. You've gotten 6 out of the 10. You've got 2 strikes.
Let's go with cracking some bones.
Cracking joints is number 7 on the top 10 worst sounds that your body can make. So, John,
okay,
you've got 7 out of the 10.
Somebody suggested snoring. That's a pretty disgusting sound.
Number 3. That is the 3rd worst sound the human body makes. All right, John, you're coming down to the nitty-gritty. 8 out of the 10. 2 strikes remain. 2 possible answers with the top 10 worst sounds the human body makes. And yes, hiccups is number 11, and the thing that starts with a Q is number 12.
Just some people.
Jeez, what's left? What do you got?
It's grinding your teeth. Someone threw up there.
How about something really stupid, and this is probably the end, so have a nice afternoon, fellas. What about, like, screaming or yelling?
I'm sorry, John. Yeah.
You're crushing
it. You did great, though, man. You got a B-minus on that deal. As far as the top 10 worst sounds a human body makes, John got sneeze, bowel sounds, cough, cracking joints, burp correct, along with snoring, vomiting, and farting number 1. The 2 he missed, chewing and grinding teeth.
You know what? The comments came in. Someone had grinding your teeth. Someone had chewing.
People who chew with their mouth open, grinding teeth. Those are the 10 worst sounds a human body can make. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, hang out there a couple of minutes. We will drink and toast with a shot of the day, and we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check-in to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a dentist in Alaska who was riding a hoverboard while he removed a patient's tooth was found guilty of unlawful dental acts and several other charges.
I support that.
Maybe because he was on a dadgum hoverboard while he was pulling teeth.
And the person was, they were out, right? Under anesthesia, I can't imagine you're awake
watching
see your dentist. Yeah, come on, man.
I mean,
I got to give this guy credit for being a badass on that hoverboard.
No, I do. I give him credit for that.
Right.
I really do. It's just, it's bad timing, bro. Don't do it then.
And I understand that you can get good on those things. I got good on the hoverboard that we had. Mm-hmm. I could ride that thing around and I could do household chores and whatnot. It's still friggin' dangerous, especially when you're in somebody's mouth trying to pull something out. Maybe don't have wheels under.
What were you doing with that hoverboard, dog?
Grow up, Ted.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Backward, forward, backward.
Look at me, I can spin. Having less sex could lead to earlier menopause.
Say what now?
Mm-hmm. Less sex could lead to earlier menopause.
Well, your body shuts down knowing that there's no reason to continue this for no reason.
Well,
I'm wrong.
We're all done.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't use something, eventually it stops working.
Right.
Car won't start. You haven't driven in 17 years.
Maybe you need to charge the battery.
You know, I'm get serious. It all primed up, man.
Change the hoses, the belts, everything that rotted while it didn't work.
A gambling addict in England got a job at a betting shop. Great. Guess what? He stole $12,000 and never came back.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that that's the guy you want to hire.
And again, he wasn't gambling. He just stole it.
Right, but he's come in that much. You know he's bad with money.
Right.
It's like picking the guy that just gets that drunk every night in your bar. Not saying once in a while, but every night he's right. And then you put him in charge of closing your bar. Like, he's going to steal liquor.
So you're saying as an employee, he's a bad bet.
Yep.
Thank you.
I think the odds were against him.
How much did he steal? Over or under $12,000? Moving on. Marijuana sales in Oregon are higher than average near the Idaho border. Do you guys know by how much? This is great.
Well, first of all,
80%.
Because in Idaho, it's not legal.
Be my guess.
All right, so 80%.
80%, Miles, what do you think?
A double.
So 160%. Yeah. No, you're saying full out 100%.
I'm saying 100% more.
Ted, what do you think?
I'll say it's higher by 65%.
Actually, no. It is 420%.
Wow. Are you serious?
420?
420% higher.
That's great.
Nobody buy any more, man. We hit the number.
We hit it.
I'm not one of those people who go like, dude, it's 420. We should smoke some weed. But I swear to you, it just seems like all the time when I go to check my phone or something to find out what time it is, anytime, weekends, whatever, I'll look down, it's 420, I'm like, 420. You know, like, it's so much. You're like, I don't, it's like my magic number. It's always just everywhere. Pops up.
Yeah. How many people use those as, like, lotto numbers? 420.
420.
If I win, I'm going to buy a ton of weed.
All right. A woman in Pennsylvania drove into oncoming traffic as a way of testing God. Great work.
And you know something else?
Two people were injured in the crash.
Yeah. And those would be the people that she hit when she plowed into them. She was not injured in the accident.
So
when she talked to the cops, she basically told the cops that she didn't care because it was a test of faith and that she knew that she would be all right. And she wasn't really worried about the people that she hit.
Well, the circumstantial evidence says she's right.
She showed absolutely zero remorse for the people that were injured pretty bad. Jaws of life kind of crap to get them out of their car.
Mm-hmm.
Did not care because she, in her mind, proved herself right.
Well, she did.
I was able to get into a crash. I walked away. God had my back. And everything's fine.
Because you were the one hitting it head on.
She's correct. A psychopath.
Yes.
Right. Good work. A professor at Drexel University in Philadelphia is accused of spending $185,000 in research grant funds on strip clubs and iTunes.
Well, sure.
Uh-huh. Depending on the research, depending on what they were doing. I mean, Steve had enough no-ass Sherlock's on stuff like, look, man, you're spending money on this type of survey, right?
Yeah, sure. We did a 10-year study. It turns out when you smoke a lot of weed, you get the munchies. Yeah. Trust me. Those things were funded.
Also, the city of Cherry Hill, New Jersey, would like to thank that professor.
I know someone very close to myself who looks exactly like and acts like my mother, and she wrote grants for a living to get funding for different things.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got those grants, man, they had a party because they knew everyone there could keep a job for 6 more months. They had something to do because they don't have the money. It didn't matter what it was. They don't have the money to operate. So unless they didn't get these grants in, man, they were dead in the water.
A woman posted a story on Reddit about how her cousin charged a $50 cover at her wedding.
Oh.
Why not? You're getting in on it.
Well, then that's the gift.
But don't pay it.
That's right. The gift then.
Sure.
Because look, man, the meal's going to cost that much for two people easily.
Oh, yeah.
So look, if that's the way they want to do it, I'm... I'm not one to tell someone what to do, but it's not the worst proposition in the world.
No.
You cannot go.
Yeah. I wouldn't go.
Yeah, I'd be like, no worries.
Like,
right,
like I gotta go to your event as is, and now you're charging me? Like, cool, no worries, but, like, I'm out.
I don't almost have a barbecue in someone's backyard. Like, you don't have to feed me a plate of plated food and spend that money. Like,
right.
Well, everybody bring a bottle. You know what I mean? Like, whatever.
Here was one of those no S headlines. Turns out you might not need to wear a lead apron when you get x-rays after all.
I'm all right with it.
I say go ahead. I'll tell you something that's very alarming on the lead subject real quick. A bunch of bald eagles were found in Maine, and they had all perished.
Uh-oh.
And the reason that they perished was because they were eating the remains of hunters' food that was left over in the carcasses.
Yeah.
All of those were lead.
Oh.
And the lead poisoning from the meat that they ate killed the birds. So they're trying to figure out a way to keep the lead. They're trying to change
the lead
in the ammunition for people who hunt. Therefore, they won't poison themselves knowing what they know now.
Gotcha. Yeah. Police in Thailand are going to great lengths to catch a lewd couple.
What is that?
Tell you all about it an hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. Let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This. In the meantime, we'll take caller 9-844-999. Hola.
The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.